Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we just praise you. Thank you today. We worship you. We open our hearts. We open our minds for revelation from heaven. Revelation about faith and hope and love and this life of faith. And we give you praise and honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, join me in welcoming Doc and Mary Colbert on this broadcast today. Will you do that? Praise God. Oh, we had a time last week.
Amen.
I thought it was just that. Hey, it ministered to me. It helped me, Doc.
Amen.
It helped me.
Amen. It does.
Before we came on air today, we were talking about this. And so we wanted to include you in it. The Bible says a merry heart does good like a medicine. And what we were discussing, a very, very close friend of ours and yours, Bishop, and Deborah Butler, Detroit. And I was speaking there last year. And there's a neurosurgeon in his church. He's raised there. He's been in that church since he's 8 years old.
Praise God.
So he's raised on a word
Amen.
Of faith and
Praise
always
God.
Wanted to be a doctor. And,
Amen.
And he's just a delightful
sure.
man. He said that, and before I say this, I want to preface it with this. Dr. Colbert told me this a long time ago. Well, I believed him. And he made me mad one day. He didn't make me mad, but he did. Man, I'm telling you, I was hurting. Oh, man, that sciatic nerve pain was just done. And he said, now...
I'll never forget the way he looked at me after I said this, too.
He said, now, you need a good belly laugh. I said, there ain't nothing funny. And then I said, okay, ha, 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 ha. Well, then, of course, both of us got tickled. But here's the thing. He said that medical science has proven all that Dr. Colbert had told me about it all the time and the things I'd read about it, I don't know, it just seemed like at that moment when he told me that, I'm sitting here trying to remember his name. Tim, contact the Butlers, and so before this week's up, we'll have that doctor's name in his church, the neurosurgeon in his church. And... that it has been scientifically proven that your body and your brain cannot tell the difference between a put-on laugh and a real belly laugh. It doesn't know the difference. And they have classes there in the hospital where they lead people in laughter. And they bring people in there, cancer patients especially, that are in so much pain. And they go through laughing sessions. And he had video of it, and some of those people, bless their hearts, they're on IVs, some of them on oxygen, and they're in there, and they're leading them in a laugh.
Amen.
And it's amazing how quickly that people begin to laugh.
Amen.
You start laughing
right.
at yourself, and it just goes from one stage
right.
to another.
True. But it controls pain, and we've known this for years. I wrote about this about 15 years ago in my book, Deadly Emotions, but Norman Cousins was the editor of the Saturday Review magazine, and he had a painful disease called ankylosing spondylitis, or Marie Strumpel disease, which is where your back becomes fused. And it's extremely painful, extremely inflammatory. And they tried all these meds on him and nothing relieved the pain. So finally he read about how emotions that were negative cause worse pain. But so he figured in his mind, well, if I started laughing, could that relieve pain? So he tried it. And he started taking old movies like the Marx Brothers and other funny movies. And he found if he got a bunch of belly laughs, that he was able to control the pain for hours. And eventually he continued to do it, continued to laugh until literally the disease cleared up. And
yeah,
so they wrote about it in Harvard. They wrote about it, about his condition, and it's been documented in the medical literature.
Well, a merry heart does good like a medicine.
The Bible's been telling us this for thousands of years.
Amen.
And now that's why the Holy Spirit's so important to get in tune with the Holy Ghost. He's trying to get this message across to Christians, because when you have a merry heart, what else comes? The peace of God, the joy of the Lord, tremendous
and
favor.
And that's your strength.
Absolutely. That is your strength. So again, but most Christians that come to me have stress, anxiety, fear, depression. And I like to tell people they have what I call the Martha syndrome, the hand wringers. Remember when Jesus and the disciples went to Mary and Martha's house? And here's Martha that greeted him at the door. Come on in, Jesus. Come on in, disciples. And finally, here's Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his teaching. Now, what's interesting is Martha comes there to Jesus after she's been working, I'm sure, for a few hours preparing a meal for, 13 people or more, because you include Lazarus and Mary and Martha. So we're talking about 15 people or 16.
You know, this is after the Jordan campaign. There were 70 others.
Right.
It may be a part of them. I mean, who knows?
Who
it
knows,
was a
honey,
mess.
But that was a ton of people in that house. Running. Absolutely. So listen to what... So here comes...
And Taco Bell wasn't down on the corner either.
So here's Martha. I'm sure she comes up to Jesus, who's busy teaching. And I'm sure all the disciples are sitting there, Lazarus there. And here's Mary sitting right at his feet. Thinking my wife Mary
That's
sitting
right.
right at his feet.
That's right.
She's a lot like Mary. So here's Martha comes up to Jesus. Well, I'm sure she had her hands on her hips and was also wringing her hands. And listen to what she says. She came to Jesus and said, I love the New Living Translation. Lord, doesn't it seem unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me. Okay. Now listen to Jesus' answer. The Lord said to her, well, one translation, New King James says, Martha, Martha, you're worried and concerned about so many things. But listen to the New Living Translation. It says, my dear Martha, you are worried and upset over all these details. There's only one thing worth being concerned about. Mary has discovered it, and it will not be taken away from her. Can you imagine, church, sitting at the feet of Jesus, the Son of God, listening to the Word of God, having the peace that passes all understanding. In Him there's perfect peace, having joy unlimited and full of glory, and having just that tremendous love and joy and peace. And then Jesus says, it won't be taken away from. That's the key. That is the key. And Jesus promises us that we will enter into that perfect peace.
You know, there's another thing there. And both of them had access to this information.
Right.
They both knew what he'd done with the loaves and the fishes.
That's right. He could have multiplied
that. Because that was back. Amen. That was back before
that. He could have multiplied that.
And Mary just didn't care.
Yeah, didn't care.
She didn't care whether he got fed or not.
Exactly right.
I mean, Jesus himself, she's sitting at his feet. She doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
She's rolled all the care of it over on him.
That's right.
And she doesn't care about all of that other going on.
He could have said, Martha, Martha, bring me that food. Let me pray over it. I'm going to multiply it.
Yeah.
So we'll have enough to feed all the
now,
people.
Well, partly because Martha got her recognition from people. She got, you're doing such a good job. And so she feeds off the need of everybody.
She's the organizer.
Right, recognizing her hard work. Mary could have cared less what people thought.
That's right.
She chose that which was right and good, and that was to be in his presence.
Mary could have come in there and just slid a bowl of beans across there and said, I heard what you did with the loaves and the fish. And if you want anything to eat, do it again. But I'm not missing this. Now start over again. I'll go back where you started. I want to get it.
Amen.
Now, Brother Kenneth, listen. Also, what kind of ties into this is Matthew 11:28, when Jesus said, He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden.
Oh, that's
you
good,
know,
man.
I see so everyone that comes to me are heavy laden with disease, usually. And he says, I love the New Living. He says, I will give you rest. He says, take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Not stress for your souls, but rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light. So all, and then that goes just with 1 Peter 5:7, to cast all your cares to God, for He cares about you. So, in other words, if we sit at the feet of Jesus, if we literally meditate on His teachings, we can't have fear, we can't have stress, we can't have anxiety, we can't have depression. Now, again, you look at a merry heart does good like a medicine, but the next verse says, but a broken spirit or depressed spirit, but okay, so a merry heart's good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones or invites disease in. How many people with arthritis? How many people with osteoporosis? It literally eats away at the bones.
And you know, Brother Kenneth, a lot of people, and I understand this, so this is no condemnation to those who struggle in this area. No condemnation whatsoever. We understand that there are people, it just seems, calamity is at every point.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing seems to work. You know, they come in and you hear their stories, and it's like you're just sitting here going, man, this is a lot of stuff that they're having to deal with and they've dealt with. And what happens many times, I believe, is those people get stuck in the reverse faith.
This is so good.
When you
now,
have
reverse
so
faith.
Many disappointments, and we all have disappointments. You pray for the person to get healed and they don't. You pray for that job and it doesn't happen.
They are expecting the next shoe to fall.
What happens is in that struggle, in that we understand that. We all go through it, all of us. All of us live that. Mm-hmm. We do. But let me tell you what the difference is. Our expectation is something good's going to happen to
That's
me.
Amen.
That's the difference.
That's
you
the difference.
Keep expecting something good's going to happen because what we have seen, and this is so real, their faith is in reverse. They begin to expect the other shoe to fall. Well, you know, that faith thing, that just doesn't work for me. I believe for this and this happened. I believe for that
lack
and that happened.
Hope.
Right.
Lack of hope.
Disappointment.
Disappointment.
They are stuck in disappointment. They expect the negative to occur, and they're expecting this faith in reverse because what they're expecting, the next shoe to fall, the next calamity to hit, they're attracting it to them. And so literally it's faith in reverse, where their faith is expecting the negative and the negative is coming toward them. And I see this in disease, a person's disease or has cancer. They're expecting a bad report from the oncologist. And now, again, many Christians are disappointed because they don't hear that good report. And so even though they're confessing the word, which is true, they get a bad report. And then they start believing that bad report, and it attracts the disease into their bodies.
Because what you look at the word, it says in Jeremiah, I know the plans I have for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not to harm you. It's to give you hope. And so what you do is you go back to the Word and you speak to the circumstances of what's happening, because circumstances appear to be very real, just like those guys in the boats and the water was crashing in and we're getting ready to sink. Are you asleep? Those are real circumstances.
Yeah.
So we don't ignore the circumstances. We know that they are very real, but the Word is more real.
Amen.
That's where you realize the Word of God is more tangible and more real than what the water that's splashing in your face.
Okay,
Amen.
So when the Apostle Paul got stuck in that hurricane,
days,
yes.
That little ship got inside that thing and couldn't break out.
Right.
And it was going with the hurricane round and round and round. It just stuck in it.
Amen.
Now, he had already been told.
Right.
You got to go to Rome. Then the angel came to him and said, you got to go to Rome. He said, we had no hope for survival. We. He thought this is it. But
right.
I'm done. That angel came to him the third time. The plan, God's plan for him to go to Rome was bigger than the storm.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Once he got back on that plan, he said, cheer up, boy.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Cheer up. We're going to make it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So rekindle his hope and faith.
The man that was let down through Jesus' roof in his house, he said, cheer up, son.
Amen.
I mean, this guy is bedfast. He says, can you see him standing there, that smile on his face? Cheer up, son, your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
So he must have had sin on his mind. Because that's
condemnation.
He'd heard that. Yeah. He'd heard that preached, and that's what was preached in the synagogues of the day, the curse.
Sure.
And he's obviously thinking, this is the reason I'm in this condition. And now, we don't know one way or another, but I believe, since this was in Capernaum, Jesus' hometown, and I believe, like the woman with the issue of blood, he had heard about it. It got to him. Jesus preaching. Now, when Jesus preached in that synagogue, they were for him. Because that's the same synagogue where Jairus was leader of the synagogue there in Capernaum.
Amen.
And I'm convinced that he told those other guys, he said, get me over there. You get me over there right now. Get me over there. If I can get in front of Jesus, I'm coming out off this bed. Get me over there. They get over there and they say, Charlie, we can't get you on the inside. He said, well, don't you drop me. You get me up on top, would tear a hole in the roof. I'm getting in front of him. You understand?
Yes, amen.
And the Bible said he saw their faith.
Yeah. Right.
But to flow this together, he expected to get it.
That's it. Expectations.
That woman with the issue of blood, she expected to get it.
Amen.
Her hope was high. Just a few, couple of 3 months ago, just recently, I was preparing to preach, and I was preaching on faith. And the Lord said, people thinking their faith is weak are low in hope.
Amen.
Yeah.
And the faith can be strong, your faith be strong, but your expectancy is not high.
You're right.
Then faith doesn't have anything to do.
Right.
Faith is the substance of things highly expected.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you.
Intense. And where the Apostle Paul said right there in the book of Philippians, according to my hope and expectation, according to my anxious hope and expectation. Praise God, this thing's coming to pass.
Amen.
It's coming to pass. God. And it's coming. Now, that causes the joy and the laughter.
It sure does. Absolutely right.
And, amen.
And God downloaded this into Mary a few years ago, the key principles of faith.
Remember that?
A visitation.
I sure do.
You remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Christmas Day night. I've heard people my whole life. I've been in the Word of Faith since I was 22 years old. Went off to Rhema. It's where I heard this man teach, and Kenneth Hagin, and ORU, but I'd heard people have these expectations and stories and testimonies, but I had never personally ever had anything like this happen. And I never expected it. I didn't it to happen to me, but for some reason, God did this. It was Christmas Day night at 11 o'clock, finished cleaning, had all the grandkids there. I've got 7 of them. And my sons, and everybody's there, and everybody's going to bed, and I'm exhausted. It's 11 o'clock, and I go to bed, and he's already asleep, and the room is dark, black, because he makes it black.
I do.
So I have to feel.
Sleep.
I have to feel. I feel my way through the
bedroom. She has a little flashlight at night where she gets a
Gloria does too, laying out
there. They make it dark. And,
got 3 minutes.
I know. As soon as I put my head on the pillow to lay down, the room lit up.
Glory to God.
Like daytime. It was daytime. And I thought, I couldn't have gone to sleep that quick. And all of a sudden, I heard a voice, and I thought it was Kenneth. And I thought I left the radio on. And this voice, and I did, I thought it was Kenneth Copeland. I thought, man, I've got his tape running somewhere. I forgot to turn it off. And I could hear that authoritative voice that sounded like Kenneth Copeland's. And it didn't take me very long to realize, wait a minute, it sounds like Kenneth,
tell
but
them
that
what
is
they
not
said.
Kenneth.
Tell them what the voice said.
And the voice spoke with this authoritative, Mary, I have summoned you to teach my people the five principles of faith. Now write it down.
Well, tell them how the voice came out. Say it like it came out. Come on, say it. Yes, come on. Yeah, say it. It's going to resonate with you. Go ahead.
Wow.
Do it.
Mary, you have been summoned by me. Whew. And when I heard the me, and I thought it was you talking to me.
Yeah, it sounded like your voice.
Were you getting that?
Praise God. Amen. So praise
but
God.
But the five principles of faith, he began speaking to me to teach the people of God. And one of them was things hoped for. Hope. Hope, yes. Just like what you're saying.
Amen.
When people's hope gets shattered from the expectation, Amen. And it doesn't meet what their expectation is, we have to regroup, find out what the Word of God says, not what the doctor says.
Yes, amen.
Not
right
what
here.
Men yeah. are saying.
Right, right here. Exactly.
What does
right
the
here.
Word of God yeah. say? Because that is your authority.
Yes. Amen.
Is what God has said.
And you stay there until hope comes.
Amen.
That's exactly
amen.
Right.
You don't get you haven't got anything better to do, mm-hmm. particularly if there's something wrong, a serious, bad, wrong, just be like Mary. I don't care what
right.
where school keeps or not. I'm not getting off of this until my hope gets so white hot
Amen.
To where I'm expecting it, and this is
Amen.
Mine. Glory
Amen.
To God. I own this.
Amen.
This is mine, and I'm
Amen.
Not turning.
And you sit at the feet of Jesus,
Amen.
And you receive just like Mary did in Luke chapter 10.
Yes.
That is the key. And the other five principles, or four
we'll
principles.
We'll talk about them yeah. later because
doesn't have time, but wow, time. They are powerful. But she called you because she got stuck at number four.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I called you and you said, you were hunting. And I said, Brother Kenneth, he gave me three and the other two, he didn't finish with the other two. Can you tell me what the other two were? Because it was your voice at first, so I know you know them. And he went, yeah, Mary,
well,
I think
she woke up because you woke up.
Yeah, but you said to me when you were getting ready, you were hunting. You
yeah.
were in your truck.
I was on a hunt.
And I told you the three that he told me, and all of a sudden you said, wait a minute, Mary. And you put it on pause, and I heard you outside the truck shouting, glory, glory to God. And then you got back and you go, wait a minute, Mary, fire of God's all over me. Just hold on, hold on. And then you said, yeah, I think I know what the other two are, but I'm going to let him tell you.
Praise God. Are you enjoying this?
Yes.
Oh, all last week now, man, praise God. Ha, 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 ha. Come on, welcome Dr. Mary to this broadcast. Jenny. Dr. Don and Mary Colbert. Oh, listen, we talked yesterday. The neurosurgeon I was speaking of was raised in Bishop Butler's church
yes.
in Detroit. Dr. Avery M. Jackson III. He's chief executive officer and medical director of Michigan Neurosurgical Institute.
Praise
awesome.
God. Awesome.
Amen.
And he's a spirit-filled Christian.
Oh, yes, he
Praise
is.
Praise God.
And preach? Whoa. Whoa.
Praise God. That's exciting.
Praise God.
We need more doctors
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, he is an outstanding man of God.
Praise God.
Just an outstanding man.
That's wonderful.
Let's get back in. Let this scripture again. And the Lord dropped something in my heart day before yesterday that I want to mention here, too. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19. What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the... No, the Lord just arrested me here. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Let's back up here to the 15th verse. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? The thing that just came up inside me is that when we're sick, it doesn't affect just us. It doesn't just affect our families. Because if we're engaged in the book of Ephesians, praying perseveringly in the Spirit for all saints, if we're engaged in praying first of all for kings and all that are in authority, praying for this nation, if you're not doing that, listen, your prayer block is missed. Because the Scripture says, if one of us suffers, it affects the whole body. We've been so single-minded here, us, you know, and just our family. That's not the way this is. And so, now let's go back down there. Verse 17, he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sins against his own body. What? Know ye not your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own. You're not your own. Amen. You are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit. So it is not optional. What we eat is not optional. The way we think is not optional. This book, this Bible, has commanded us to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice and not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Amen.
That's not a suggestion.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Walking in love is not optional. That's a commandment.
That's exactly
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
That's the only commandment that we need to follow, really, is
Well, really it is. Yeah, because the Scripture says you do that and you satisfy
all the others.
Thou shalt not steal and so forth. And if there be any other commandment, it says it satisfies the commandments of God.
Amen.
But it is not optional. It's a command.
Amen.
I had the Lord say to me one time, he said, Kenneth, I love you, son, but I don't like you very much. Oh, brother, I said, well, God, you did it again. That hurt. I said, why? He said, Kenneth, he said, I commanded you to walk in love. He said, you're too high-tempered. Anybody says anything about your ministry and so forth, he said, I can't expose your ministry anymore unless you make some changes. Mm-hmm. And he said, you're too high-tempered and somebody criticizes you and says something ugly about you, you fly off the handle. Now, listen to what he told me to do. And this would apply to social media today. Mm-hmm. He said, you advise your staff, don't ever again read anything about you in print, good or bad.
Amen.
He said the bad part's too hard to get rid of. And the problem with the good part is you don't try to get rid of it.
Wow. Mm.
And he said you start believing stuff, you get puffed up about it.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And there's not very many things that I've been perfect in, but that's one.
Praise God.
I told the staff and everybody else, and I just quit watching it on television and rolled all the care of it over on the Lord and said, I simply said, you just have no idea how much I don't care. I just don't care. I don't care what they say. Now, over the years,
That's freedom.
I have missed great opportunities to get really mad. But think about all of the stress that I missed.
Amen. You cast all your care.
All the care.
I sat at the feet of Jesus,
now,
which is
after a while, you get to where you don't care what to say one way or the other.
Amen.
But it's so vital. The point being, this body, the temple, think about it, the temple of the living God. What an honor and privilege.
Amen.
Now you add to that, think about how, can we say hypocritical? Yeah, I believe we can. How hypocritical it is for someone that is obese in the prayer line for bad knees and ankles.
And hips and back.
And now healing always comes. And I am a believer. Gloria is a believer. Doc and Mary are believers. We lay our hands on you and we believe for recovery.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Healing always comes. It's always right there because Jesus said that in his word and it is right there. Now, that person, whomever they are, and I've been guilty of it. Way overweight, way too heavy for your joints and so forth. And absolutely refuse to do anything about what caused it.
I see this all the time in my practice.
Yeah, you do.
I saw it this week. A lady comes in weighing 300 pounds, 5 foot two, arthritis in her hips, arthritis in her back, arthritis in her knees. Doctor said need a total hip replacement, total knee replacements. And I said, listen, you've just exceeded the weight limits of your frame. We exceed the weight limits in our trucks and all, and it'll break the truck down. And so she's damaged her joints. But I says, here's what I want you to do. Let's start crucifying your flesh today. Let's put you on the keto zone diet. Let's give your body what it needs. Let's start practicing intermittent fasting. Let's go down to 2 meals a day. And then gave her scriptures and gave her some key supplements that are anti-inflammatory, start restoring her joints.
Now her faith will work.
And what I did, she had no energy. She came in, she says, no, Dr. Cooper, you don't understand. I'm bone tired. I'm so tired. She says, I have no energy. I have no vitality. And when I checked her percent body fat, she was like 50% body fat. Now, again, when I checked her hormones, which I do, no testosterone. This lady was in her late 50s, no testosterone. Testosterone and thyroid are the keys for my patients. So what I do is I put them on the bioidentical testosterone. I put them on natural thyroid because hers was suboptimal. Wasn't low, suboptimal. Bring it up to optimize it. Now I'm excited because I know now that her body's going to start going into health.
Now, does she get excited about it?
Oh, yeah, she's excited.
Isn't
now
that wonderful?
And that's what, when you give people hope. The key is hope.
You remember what Brother Hagin used to say? It's the verse you get excited about that works for
Amen.
You.
Amen.
She got excited. Her faith worked.
And that's exactly
her
faith she worked. Started literally getting excited because she envisioned herself being at a normal weight. She envisioned herself being with no pain. And so now her body will start going there, but she's got to meditate on the Word. She's got to keep the Word in front of her and be a doer, not just a hearer, because so many Christians will hear the Word, but they won't do it. In her case, she's got to put away the sugar. She loves sugar. She loves desserts, and she has to crucify her flesh with that.
That keto zone diet, oh, man, that thing.
Yes.
It's just marvelous, particularly for somebody like that.
Absolutely.
It just satisfies all of that craving.
It does, because church, especially, I do more of a plant-based keto zone diet. When I give those patients 70% of their calories as healthy fats, their cholesterol drops. Now, before I was doing some saturated fats, moderate. Now, my patients go to their primary care and they'd say, your cholesterol's too high, and they put them on a statin drug. So the Lord had to dealt with me and said, let's put them on primarily a plant-based keto diet with lots of avocado oil, lots of olive oil, lots of seeds and nuts. And as a result, that cholesterol dropped like a rock, and the weight followed it. And then I combined that keto zone with the hormone zone, with the two key hormones being testosterone and being natural thyroid, and oh my goodness.
Then your ankles quit hurting and
Absolutely.
Your knees quit hurting.
Yeah, we add a little collagen, a little curcumin to it, a little glutathione to it, and all of a sudden, boom, we turn off that inflammation, and then we get them cycling. I don't get them running. Now, if you run, church, if you're doing a lot of running, you're in your 50s and 60s, that pounding is going, you have like 5 to 10 times as much weight come down those knees. You're going to wear those knees out. You're going to wear those hips out. You're going to wear that back out. You get arthritis. You're signing up for it. I tell people, do more gliding. Do more cycling. I love recumbent bikes. When you do recumbent bikes, what you're doing is you're pedaling and you're causing that synovial fluid to bathe those joints, to nourish and nurture those joints, so you start to restore those joints, or gliding like that elliptical machine. Mm-hmm. Those are real joint friendly. If you're pounding on them, you're going to wear them out. So that's why exercise is so important. Some weightlifting exercise, some planks, some core exercise, some postural exercise, which I was teaching you.
Doc, talk about how exercise dilates the arteries and blood vessels.
Well, okay, what happens when we exercise? Now, when we exercise extreme exercise, it'll many times shift us over into sympathetic dominance where it constricts the arteries. But when we get into that pace where we're about 60% of our maximum heart rate, that heart rate about 110 to 130, yeah, you enter into that sweet spot of working out, and that will help to dilate your arteries. It increases these endorphins that are natural pain relievers.
I call them dolphins. I see my dolphins working.
So you enter into what I call the exercise high. Because of the endorphins. These are like morphine compounds that give you an endorphin high. And now some people take it to the extreme and they'll run marathons and wear their knees and hips and back out. So don't take it to the extreme. But what I tell patients to do is just get in the habit. It's a habit. It takes usually 21 days to form a habit. So I start my patient, 21 days. Can you do this for 21 days? And I tell patients, you don't have to go out and do extreme. Just start out 5 days a week, take off on Saturday, Sunday. And my elderly patients over 70, I start them out 10 minutes a day. Now, if you're, say, 50 and younger, I'll start them out 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week. But if you're in between that, 50 to 70, start out about 20 minutes a day. And so that way, now, if you have a heart problem, see your primary care, get an EKG or get a stress test. I don't want anyone having a heart attack. And do not start at high-intensity exercise. Like, I've seen patients over the years, and they start exercising, and they get on that treadmill, and they crank it all the way up where their heart rate's going 180, and some people, I mean, they could have a heart attack. We don't want that to happen. You've got to start out slow. Let your heart gradually get conditioned. Let your muscles get conditioned. We don't want you to be so sore that afterwards you can't move for a week or two. And I've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. So again, exercise is a lifestyle. Say lifestyle.
Lifestyle.
We got to put it as part of our lifestyle because this body was meant for movement. In order to live a long, strong life, it's kind of like I used to have a car years ago. It was a Firehawk. This was back in the 90s, early 90s. This was a fast convertible car. Yet after I had it a few years, I got tired of driving it because it was low down. Every time I get in there, it kind of twists my knee, and my knee started hurting. So I quit driving it. And so then after a year of doing this, I just drive it on occasion, maybe once a month. After doing it, the car wouldn't run right. And even though I put the real high premium gas in, and so finally we took it in the shop, the mechanic says, checks the car out totally, he said, let me ask you a question. Do you not drive this car? I said, yeah, I drive it once a month. He said, once a month? You need to be driving this car every day. This car was meant to be driven.
Yeah.
He says, if you don't drive it, it's not going to run right. It's kind of like our bodies. This body was meant for movement. When we move and exercise and make it a lifestyle, see, our body is about 60 to 70% water, liquid. And when our waters get stagnant, like a stagnant pond, we start to breed disease. We invite cancer and viruses and bacteria and fungi and yeast and parasites and everything starts to live in this body, and it starts to cause all kinds of problems. But when we move, it's like having a beautiful fountain or waterfall that literally washes out all the impurities and keeps our body strong and pure and healthy.
You know what's great is on my watch phone here, I have this iPhone watch. If I sit too long, it'll come on, you need to stand. Then it'll come on and it'll tell me, you need to do some breathing exercises. You're not breathing deep enough.
Amen.
It's amazing how these little reminders will tell me. Then it'll give me at the end of the day, and I know you like your Fitbit.
Yeah.
And it tells you at the end of the day, you reached your goals. You moved enough. You stood enough.
So many steps.
Yeah, it's great. Amen. It's a great reminder. And for people that... Amen. may need that nudge. I mean, we fly a lot. You know, we're like you. We're in a plane. People ask me where I live. I say American Airlines.
Mm-hmm. We do fly a lot.
Because I'm in a plane a lot. And, you know, when you're sitting there and you don't realize how quick an hour or two goes by, yeah. I love it. My phone will come on and say, you need to stand. Yes, sir. I don't care what's going on. I'll go ahead and stand up just to get the body moving.
Yeah.
Little
Amen.
Things like that work.
Amen. And again, this is a lifestyle. I like to tell people, when a person comes to see me, they don't come to me expecting to get a medication. They come to learn the key principles to start bringing back their health and reversing disease.
Now we're back to wholeness.
Yes.
Yeah.
And again,
yeah.
it starts with spiritual
Whole
health,
life.
Mental health, emotional health, and physical health. And when they come in, the first thing I put them on is a dietary lifestyle, either an anti-inflammatory diet or a keto zone diet, a plant-based keto zone diet, which is the healthiest keto zone, because so many people are eating keto diets, but they're eating slabs of bacon, sausage, eating butter by the stick. And again, if you do that, your cholesterol is going to go off the chart, and you're going to see your primary care is going to put you on a statin drug that lowers your testosterone and gets you out of the hormone zone. So that's why I like to tell my patients, realize adverse reactions to medications have been the third and fourth leading cause of death mm-hmm. in this country. So again, medications have horrible side effects. Now, I'm not against medications, but again, I'm against too many medications, and especially when we can clear something up with diet and lifestyle sure. changes. Why shouldn't we do that? And again, so again, when we get our minds renewed, when we enter into the peace of God, when we practice our belly laughter, when we turn off the news and turn on the good news, we start to renew our minds, and that starts to clear up the mental and emotional aspects that so many Christians are suffering from. The spiritual aspects, real simple, receive the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and then just stay in the Word and read the Word and memorize the Word and speak the Word over and over and pray in the Spirit. Yeah. So that's easy. But the physical is where most Christians blow it, because this mm-hmm. flesh craves sweets, carbs, and starches. Sweets, carbs, and starches invites almost every disease into your body. And so when you enter the keto zone, guess what? Your sweets, carbs, and starches go down to less than 15% of your total calories, and you're consuming mainly salads, green veggies, and berries. Those are your main carbs you're consuming. And when that happens, guess what? Your weight goes down, because when you enter the keto zone, now this makes a lot of people's brains tilt. You are eating 70% of your caloric intake as healthy fat.
Praise God.
Do you know that about 60 to 70% of your brain is fat? When you do that, you have just lowered your insulin levels. High insulin invites almost every
you
disease.
You sure don't want a skinny brain.
No, you don't. You want a nice, nice, good,
Amen.
They say a fat head or a fat brain,
yeah.
you want a nice fat brain, okay? But when we do that, church, we are lowering our insulin levels, and we do what I call, we make a metabolic shift from burning sugar as our primary fuel to burning fat as our primary fuel. Now, when you start to burn fat as your primary fuel, the first fat depot your body starts to burn is usually your belly fat. So that belly fat starts to shrink, especially when you can go down to about 2 meals a day or 2.5 meals a day and do some intermittent fasting. What happens is similar to this. I like to explain it like this. When your body burns sugar and starch and carbs, which all convert to sugar, when you eat that potato, it's like a ball of sugar. When you eat that piece of bread, it's just like a bowl of sugar. When you eat that corn, it's just like sugar. And that's what people have a hard time realizing. But what you do, you make a metabolic shift. You shift from burning sugar as fuel to fat as fuel. And when this happens, it's similar to shifting from a gas-burning or diesel-burning engine. Just think, a diesel-burning engine creates a lot of black exhaust. Have you ever been behind a truck? A big old 18-wheeler has got that big old diesel exhaust come in your car and you're gagging. Okay. Yeah. Well, just picture this. When you make this metabolic shift, you shift from burning diesel fuel to an electric engine.
Wow.
And when this happens, listen what it does to your mitochondria. It's so exciting. I get so excited about this, because your mitochondria, your energy producing little factories in every cell in your body. When you make that metabolic shift, guess what? You don't have that inflammation and that free radical reaction in those mitochondria. So you're, boom, your energy shoots up. Your mental clarity starts to improve. Your sleep starts to improve, and your appetite goes.
You turn off that black plume.
And then with fats will keep you full and satisfied for 8 to 10 hours. That's why so many people say, Dr. Colbert, I'm not hungry anymore. I don't know what's going on. I said, you're in the zone. You're in the keto zone.
Amen.
And as a result, you got control over this appetite. Praise God.
Lord, glory to God. Fits good. Seems good to you. On tomorrow's broadcast, let's talk about plaque.
Oh, absolutely.
Artery plaque.
We reversed that.
Vessel plaque.
Amen.
And how to reverse
God.
That.
Yes,
and
sir.
Keep someone from having a heart attack.
Absolutely.
And
we'll do that.
Get that blood flow back.
Praise
back.
God.
Praise
Absolutely.
God. Yesterday, right at the end of the broadcast there, we were talking about, and I asked Dr. Colbert about plaque and how to reverse it, get rid of it. And this is a killer. I mean, this is a killing machine.
Number one killer in this country.
Yeah, that plaque.
That's right.
It causes little bumps to build up in there. Then that little bump starts squeezing off that artery, and then that little bump becomes, it's like something in a stream of water, and the water's got trash in it, and something's there, and it starts building up, starts a little hump there. Then that little hump, it starts building up more trash and more trash and more trash.
But what happens, here's what happens usually. It's unstable plaque. It starts like a little pimple. And it's like picturing the plaque is like triglycerides, and it's got calcium in it. It's got white blood cells and all this fibrin and junk in it. And when it pops, it releases a little bit. The size of a little tiny lead pencil can be released, a little dot. And then platelets stick to it, just like a snowball forming. And
yeah,
it gets bigger and bigger.
It's in the stream of the blood flow.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so then
what happens, it clogs the arteries, and boom, you just had a heart attack
within
seconds. So here's what we do. We reverse this all the time. And first what we want to do is stabilize that plaque. I like to explain it to the church like this. Picture a lake up north, right when it starts to get cold. And the ice is not formed on the lake, but maybe an inch or a half inch. And you walk out there and you'll fall through. That's unstable ice. It's like unstable plaque where it can break and then release its contents. And then, boom, the platelets stick to it and form a blood clot. Now, picture this. Right now with this polar Arctic blast, now the lakes are solid up there in north and Wisconsin, Minnesota. It's maybe a foot or two thick. You can drive your car out on that lake. You're not going to fall through. And I remember I was in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and a friend took us over to see these ice fishermen. And so they have a river there in Winnipeg. And he took his Cadillac. Mary and I were in it. And Mary was freaking out. He rode right down the middle of that river. Mm-hmm. And Mary was like white knuckle driving. She said, no, don't get off here. Because he said, don't worry. It's a few feet thick. There's no way we can fall through. And they had all these ice fishermen that had their fires out on the lake, catching fish. But what happens is we first stabilize the plaque. Now, here's what we do. You do not want to go to the gym and start doing high-intensity exercise. You want to start real slow. And this is how you do it. First, you do the keto zone diet, but not just the keto zone diet. You don't want to be taking a lot of cheese and cream and butter and coconut oil. You want a plant-based, lots of olive oil, lots of fish oil, omega-3. Here's what omega-3 does, fish oil. And I say a lot, about 5,000 milligrams or 5 grams. Why? Because it's kind of like Slick 50 for an engine. You know how years ago they had this Slick 50 and you could literally put the Slick 50 in and run it without oil and the engine wouldn't hurt it? Well, Slick 50 helps to prevent the platelets from sticking. It's like aspirin, but it has an aspirin type effect, but it doesn't upset your stomach. Like aspirin causes ulcers and gastritis. So first of all, we want to go ahead and put you on the right oils. A lot of plant-based oils, avocado oil, olive oil, macadamia nut oil, almond oil, lots of nuts. Nuts are great. Lots of seeds, pumpkin seeds. Every man should be on pumpkin seeds.
Don will actually take a little Dixie cup, put oil in it, and
olive
drink
oil.
It.
Absolutely.
Olive oil.
Because when you're taking these healthy oils, it helps prevent plaque. You say, that doesn't make sense. How can it? Now, other oils, corn oil, grapeseed oil, soybean oil, fried foods, trans fats, create more plaque. Excess butter can also do that, too. Now, when I see a patient with plaque, I always measure an NMR lipoprofile. I get there are two forms of LDL cholesterol. They're pattern A and pattern B. If their pattern B is real high, they're forming plaque. I also checked an oxidized LDL level, and I check a LP little a. That's the worst lipoprotein causing plaque. It's 10 times worse than any other, than regular cholesterol. I check those, and then I modify them with diet first.
And now then that's in the keto zone
That's
book.
In my keto zone book, correct. Now, then what I do, I put them on my keto zone diet, but again, you got to be careful, church. Can't be eating slabs of butter and sausage and bacon and cream and all that other stuff and coconut oil. Then what I do is I start them on exercise. Exercise raises that HDL. The higher we get the HDL, the more it cleans your arteries. Yeah. So if we can get you exercising, start with, 10, 20, 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, and get your heart rate up about 110, 120, 130 for about 30 minutes, and that starts to raise your HDL. As your HDL goes up, it starts to get rid of the plaque by reverse cholesterol transport. It takes it out of the arteries, ships it to the liver to be excreted. Now, what happens is, then you want to take vitamin K2 in the form of MK7. Now, this is a real important nutrient for everyone because as we age, after age 50, everyone's arteries start to form calcium deposits in your arteries. Yes, your bones, as we age, start to demineralize. We lose calcium from our bones, but a weird thing happens. We start to calcify our arteries. But when we take this special vitamin, the form of K2 or MK7 in 100 micrograms twice a day, and this was based on the Rotterdam study, we start to reverse the calcium in our arteries. We start to get rid of the calcium. So it's really important
to
do...
So it stays flexible because what happens is it gets rigid.
Right.
Surgeons will go in and do surgery on people.
Right.
And they say it's like cutting through...
Stone
on the
bone,
arteries.
Or like cutting through bone.
Where it's just
arteries
grizzled.
Have calcified.
Well, that's where the phrase hardening of arteries
exactly.
came
Exactly right.
That's from the calcium. But now we can start reversing that. The sooner, the better.
Glory to God.
So if you can start at 50, it's even better. If you're starting at 80 or 90, it's going to take a little longer, but we can still do it. The other thing we want to do is nitric oxide. Say nitric oxide.
Nitric oxide.
After the age of around 50, a strange thing happens to our arteries. This one single layer called the endothelium produces a gas called nitric oxide. That's how they got nitroglycerin, because it dilates the arteries.
Dilates arteries, yeah.
Exactly. Well, so what happens, our body produces a gas called nitric oxide that dilates the arteries from this one cell thick endothelium that lines all the arteries. But what happens with time, that endothelial lining gets oxidized with cholesterol deposits and it gets rough and it doesn't work and it quits producing nitric oxide. So we need to get some products, and there's many that have this. Arginine has it, citrulline has it, beet extracts that are low in sugar. We've got to be careful. You take a lot of beet stuff, it'll throw you out of the keto zone. So I take a chewable beet pill that doesn't have sugar in it, and it increases my nitric oxide and helps the blood flow. And then what we do is testosterone. Testosterone helps to increase nitric oxide, and it helps to dilate those arteries. Now, there's a lot of people say, no, but it causes heart disease. I heard about the TOM study in 2010, or heard about the JAMA study in 2013, and I hear all these attorneys on TV saying, if you've been on testosterone, suffered a heart attack or stroke, call this number. Well, again, they've come out with other studies that show that it does not cause heart attack and strokes. Now, again, if you have heart disease already, if you're a smoker, yes, you can have it, but there's a cardioprotective range of testosterone that's typically around 550 to about 900. When you're in that sweet spot, you're generally protected against heart disease. So we want to get that testosterone in men. Now, in women, we try and get it up to about 75 to 100, something like that. And it gives you that that protective effect, that dilatation effect of the arteries. Okay, so what we do is we got you on the right diet. We put you on anti-inflammatory supplements. And what I love is curcumin. Curcumin is wonderful at preventing oxidation of cholesterol and also glutathione. Those are two powerful antioxidant supplements that help.
Eating curry.
Mm-hmm. We eat curry a few times a week. We go to this Thai restaurant and we get this yellow curry, and it is delicious. And it is so good. It protects your brain against Alzheimer's. It prevents plaque buildup in your arteries, and it also protects against cancer. It inhibits cancer by 10 different mechanisms. But here's the most important. Do you want to hear the most important? Preventing plaque? Intermittent fasting, church.
Yep.
Church is one of the three duties we as Christians are commanded by Jesus to do. When you fast, when you pray, when you tithe, well, we now have the most powerful form of fasting called intermittent fasting. You want to reverse plaque? You start your intermittent fasting. You may only start 12 hours, 14 or 16. I like to do it 16. You get maximum benefits from 6, and you quit eating at 6 at night and you don't eat until 10 the next morning. When you do this, this process called autophagy is unleashed in your body and in your arteries, and you start to take that plaque and you burn it as fuel. It's like putting it in a furnace. It's like a self-cleaning oven. So, and again, unfortunately, doctors don't teach you this. They'll put you on a statin drug. They'll put you on a blood pressure med. But when you do this, you lower your blood pressure with the keto diet, with intermittent fat, with your exercise, put it all together, with speaking the word, with these key anti-inflammatory nutrients. And what I find, and I do carotid ultrasounds with intima media thickness score, and I follow these on patients, and I do coronary CT scans every few years on some of my patients, and we see plaque reversal on a regular basis.
Isn't that wonderful?
It's amazing. I had a patient who had a heart attack about 20 years ago, and he was seeing his cardiologist, and his cardiologist showed him. He says, now you've got 75% blockage in that artery. I could put a stent in it, or I could wait. And we said, I'm going to wait. And so he'd been seeing me. I put him on my anti-inflammatory diet, later on the ketosone diet. I put him on these anti-inflammatory nutrients. I started him on intermittent fasting. I started him on an exercise program. I started him on all the key things. Speak of the word. Well, about 15 years later, he started having chest pain again. Went to his doctor. He said, we got to do a heart cath on you. Did a heart cath expecting to see 199% blockage. And he came back to him and he says, you got to come see this. He had the film. He says, now have your old one from 15, 20 years ago. I want to show you this. Now look in that artery. There's 75% blockage in that artery. Now look at the new one, 25%.
Praise God.
And he said, I have never seen this before.
3/4 of it gone.
Now again, when we start this, church, it works. We reverse plaque. Another key piece that I said that I love now is this MK7. I missed that for years. He didn't have it. He didn't have that. Now we have, see, every year I'm learning new pieces of this puzzle. I don't have all the answers. I'm learning. But I'm telling you, very few things are as powerful as the ketozone diet, as the hormone zone, getting that, and thyroid. Oh, my goodness, natural thyroid. It helps reverse plaque in a lot of my patients. I see it because it heats your system up. According to Dr. Broda Barnes, probably the top thyroid doctor in the world, and I encourage patients to read about Dr. Broda Barnes. Amazing. Dr. Broda Barnes says as many as 40% of the population has low thyroid, but the medical community only recognizes 4.6%. But according to Dr. Broda Barnes, one of the key reasons why we're seeing so much plaque and heart disease is suboptimal and low thyroid.
Yeah.
So when we get that thyroid bolstered up and optimized, it's amazing how the body starts to burn that plaque.
I want to add this too. These are not drugs.
Yeah. This is natural
thyroid. Testosterone is not a drug.
It's a vital hormone.
Estrogen is not a drug. Thyroid's not a drug. Now, you have to have a prescription to get it.
But you can't use Synthroid or levothyroxine. You got to use the active form. That's why you don't see the plaque reversal, because doctors, 99%, I'd say, use the inactive form.
The devil will pull any kind of a thing he can to keep you on that other track, because that's what he does, steal, kill, and destroy. And particularly Holy Spirit-filled, healing, believing Christians. Well, you know, I don't want any of those statin drugs. I don't want any kind of drugs. And I don't know, what about supplements? Well, yeah, supplements are all right. Well, that's what thyroid is. That's what testosterone is, a supplement. And it is a necessary thing to the health of the physical body.
Amen.
And the brain.
That's especially amazing. If you're going to live to be 120. Now, if you want to live to be 70, you know, that's okay. You don't have to do it. If you're happy with 70, don't even go there, okay?
I want to tell you something I just found out just a few weeks ago, a couple of months ago. I tell you, I love the Jewish community. I found out that they take the 90th Psalm of 3 score and 10, 4 score by strength, you know. Mm-hmm. in the desert and all. They say, okay, now, if 70 is the end, and then 80, yeah, okay, if 70's the end, then at 83, I'm 13. This is real. Wow. They say, we can bar mitzvah again.
Oh, that's interesting.
I'm only 13. And they're serious about this.
Oh, wow.
I'm only 13. I can bar mitzvah again because I'm going on.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that good?
Wow, that is good. So but great. You know, the life expectancy in the U.S., you know what it is, church? 78.8. And so many people say, that's all I care to live, 78.8. That's my goal. That's my expectancy. And if you expect it, that's what you'll get.
That's what you'll get.
Well, so many are living in pain.
Well, that's true.
They're, you know.
Oh, but let's talk about pain. Let's talk about arthritis. Let's talk about chronic pain. I see this every day in my practice. What I do for pain, we have the most amazing pain control program without any meds. I am the only doc I know that uses, and again, I'm not bragging or anything, and I don't need more patients, but what I'm saying is we clear most pain up with a natural program because when we put our patients on the ketozone diet, we remove a plant-based ketozone. We remove most of the inflammatory foods. You know, in most arthritis patients with arthritis in their fingers especially in their hands, they're highly sensitive to nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, and paprika. And when you cut those out with, many times, dairy, the joint pains go.
You remember what I was so sensitive to was corn.
Yeah. Corn's another big
one. That had to go.
But, you know, with the plant-based keto, we eliminate those. And then...
And by saying sensitive, that in my language, that means we're allergic to it.
Yeah. It's inflammatory to you.
Yeah,
inflammatory. Well, it creates inflammation.
And, go back 40 years, my elbow joint started hurting me, and that's where they just, man.
That's coffee.
And you stole my thunder.
Sorry.
He does that, doesn't he?
I know his history.
He does it a lot.
I know his history.
But you know why he knows that? Because I told him.
Yes, told him.
Anyway, like I told you last week, we've been around together for over 35 years.
Amen.
Anyway, I set 3 days aside to just fast and pray and for the wisdom of God. And the Lord said to me, He said, I sorely abused it, way too much of it, particularly back in the days when I was flying an awful lot. And He said, the tar in that bean building up in my elbow joints. And so that's when He taught me how to.
Amen.
To get rid of it. I had this old ugly green bag. Gloria and I carried that nasty looking thing everywhere. And it had our Farberware coffee pot in it. And that big can of Folgers, you know, in there and all of it. Anyway.
But for you coffee lovers, again, I love coffee, but I use alkaline water because it's so acidic. Some of my patients do get arthritis from coffee. But because it's not made with alkaline water. So just use alkaline water with it.
And don't abuse it.
Yeah, don't abuse it. Just moderation.
You don't need to be drinking 18 cups a day.
A couple of cups a day is fine.
Yeah.
No. Let me tell you the most powerful thing for pain. Who wants to know the most powerful thing I found? One of the most powerful anti-inflammatories I've ever found is optimizing your testosterone. It lowers inflammation in your body. It lowers the C-reactive protein when you optimize that.
Now, then go back to that as we were talking earlier. I'm totally convinced that my testosterone level was low all my life.
I do, too.
Probably right.
I agree.
And that's one of the reasons I fought gaining weight just with so hard and heavy. But... Man, nobody knew these things.
That's right.
They didn't.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
That's right.
I'm thinking, I never thought this in my life to right then. Had my testosterone level been where it should have been, I wouldn't have been drinking that much coffee.
That's exactly right.
Do you know,
we're looking for energy.
Back in the 1940s, the limit or the range of testosterone, the high normal was 2,500. Now, I've had one patient in 35 years that had a testosterone level of 2,500, and this guy was in his late 40s, and he said he had no problems, no pains, nothing, and he literally could go on just a couple hours sleep, and he was like a Superman. When your level's that high, it's like our super athletes. But now normal has decreased, and they keep lowering it down to where now it's 264. By the way, if your level's 264, 265, you're going to feel horrible.
You're a couch potato.
To 900.
Yeah, take my word for it.
So 916. So in other words, they have broadened the range so much that the majority of men will fall in that range. And you go to your doctor, and he'll say, no, you're fine. You're 275. You're good. Get out of here. You don't need anything.
In defense to doctors, I have to say this. The doctors are trapped right now. They really are trapped between, I know one doctor recently here in Texas came to Don and said, he said, Doc, I need to get out of this rat race. He said, I'm in this group practice, and they have now assigned somebody to go with me and monitor me with my patients because they said I'm spending too much time with them.
And not making enough money.
And not making, bringing in his weight to the group practice. And he would spend 3 or 4 minutes with them, but they were angry he was spending that much time. They wanted to cut it back to like 1.5 to 2 minutes because that's all you need to write a script. That's all the time you need is to write a script.
Love of mammon.
And he is a godly, God-fearing, precious man of God, and he has hit the wall. So let me tell you what's happening in your medical community. They are trapped. They're trapped in this route. So what Don's going to do, we're going to have Divine Health University, and we're going to teach the doctors.
The important part here is the health of the people has to take precedent over the money of the medical profession.
Amen.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Aren't you glad that Jesus is Lord and not some idiot? Hey, I mean, really, you know? Amen. Before you met the Lord, you had an idiot for a God.
Yes.
Amen. I mean, the devil, you got to be an idiot to think you could overcome God.
Amen.
Well, no, he's not an idiot. He's a long ways from an idiot, but he's a fool. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. There's something there. Pray with me here for a minute. I'm speaking, saith the Lord, to my family. We have spiritual adults who have had their senses even trained and exercised to know the difference between good and evil, according to the 5th chapter of the book of Hebrews. And then we have the adolescents who are on their way to becoming strong adults spiritually. And then we have the babies. Those that have just been born again that need and desire the sincere milk of the Word that they may grow thereby. So listen and understand this. Family of God, the babies need your help. The adolescents need your help. And as you help one another, then all grow in me and grow up in me. Seek my ways and my word. Seek to walk in the love of God and in the faith of God according to the Scriptures. As you do this, and as you grow and seek to become whole men and women, spirit and soul and body, strong spiritually, strong and stalwart mentally, with strong, healthy physical bodies. This is my calling to you in these last days, that you be strong for the rest of the family. Help the babies to grow. Teach them and train them. See to them that they receive the milk of the Word and that they grow and they grow. This is not left up to the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, pastor, and teacher. No, this is the ministry of the body of Christ. And as you heed and listen to my teachers and those that I have raised up in this hour to make you strong spiritually, to make you strong mentally and emotionally, and to make you strong physically in your physical bodies, listen to them, grow up into me, into all things, and we will get this end time ministry done, and we'll get it done in record time, and great shall be the peace of the family of God, saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Amen. Oh, praise you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Now let's We have to back that up with Scripture. Let's look over here in the book of Ephesians. And we'll look in the 4th chapter. In the 9th verse. Now he, talking about Jesus, he that ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of hell? That's talking about Jesus when he was, when he was raised from the dead and glorified, seated at the right hand of majesty on high. But first, he went to hell and paid the price for sin. Awesome, terrible thing. But he's now at the right hand of the Father. Now follow here. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. Now, why, Brother Paul, why did he give those? For the perfecting of the saints. Well, what for? For the work of the ministry. Now, wait a minute. I thought we were talking about apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. No, we're talking about the ministry of the body of Christ. Mm-hmm. The apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, our job is to teach, preach, and heal. That's doing the works of Jesus. To perfect the body. Amen. It's the body's ministry then. Now notice. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. It's all of our jobs to edify the body.
Amen.
We're a family. Amen. Mm-hmm. We're not just islands alone to ourselves. We are the family of God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of our family is hurting all over the world.
Yeah.
Think how blessed we are.
Yeah.
Doc, there's billions of people. Mm. I'm talking about born again people that have never heard one good faith message. Mm. Never heard one. Mm. And here we are. We've been raised in it. Glory to
Praise God.
God. Well, that means we got a job to do here, and it starts at home. Mm-hmm. Until we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a mature man, full grown, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro of every wind of doctrine, slight of men, cunning craftsmen, and so forth. Now, what Dr. Colbert and what Mary are teaching us and revealing what they've learned, they spend all their time, all of it, in ministry to the body of Christ.
Yes, we do.
To get them healed, mm-hmm. to get them well, not just healed, but whole.
Right. Amen.
Made whole, your whole spirit and soul and body. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what these broadcasts are about. But it rose up in me last week that we're not in this by ourselves. The concept has always been, well, what do I need? Well, what do I do? Well, what about, I don't want to go on that diet. I don't want to eat that way. It's not optional. We read it every day we've been on here almost. Your body's not your own. It was bought with a terrible price. And we have a whole family out there that don't know anything about any of this. Well, we start off, we've got to get them born again. And to do that, we need to be well. Strong,
amen.
Physically well, glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. I ain't got time to retire. I got time. I ain't got time to die, man. I'm too busy to die. I don't have time.
And you don't have time to get weak and feeble and frail.
No,
you've
got
to be strong, and He wants us to be strong and live a long, strong, healthy life.
And you knew me when I was hurting so bad, and but I didn't quit.
That's right.
Amen.
But how much better, how much you have such an opportunity. You're not 82 years old. You have such an opportunity. You're young and you're vibrant, and it's time for you to get over on these things before the devil has the opportunity to build up a bunch of plaque and arthritis and every kind of other itis you can think of.
Amen.
In your physical body and in your emotions, and tear your whole life up. And I'm talking to you out there on the network. Do it now. Take these broadcasts. Go back, get online, watch them over and over. Download the notes of these things. You'll have everything that Doc said, all the names of those supplements and so forth. Oh, I couldn't write them down. Well, download the notes.
Amen. Amen.
They're free. Duh.
But you know, you said that all these itises. And understand, church, that the number one cause of death in this country is heart disease. Do you know that approximately 90% of all heart disease is due to inflammation? Inflammation is an itis, arthritis. That's inflammation of joints. But most heart disease is inflammation in the arteries. How do we turn off inflammation? It's so easy. Well, first, let's see what feeds inflammation. Sugar feeds it. Bad fats feed it. Polyunsaturated fats feed it, trans fats feed it, as well as carbs and starches. And when you lower that insulin, all of a sudden you have turned off most inflammation.
Deuteronomy 28, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. The 22nd verse, you'll be smitten with consumption, with fever and inflammation.
But we invite most inflammation in our bodies with wrong choices.
Well, and that's what caused it back there then.
Absolutely right.
Disobedience to God and His...
But they didn't have these supermarkets with all these bakeries and things like that, and it tempting us so bad back then. Now it's even harder.
But what I wanted to point out is
good.
What a curse this thing
Amen.
Is. Yes. I mean, God has cursed inflammation. Yeah. We've got power, yes. and
Amen.
Now we've got information.
Absolutely.
Praise.
Absolutely right.
You know, diabetes, the thing about diabetes, and when I say diabetes, I'm just speaking to the type 2.
Type 2, correct.
That is the easiest disease to reverse.
We reverse it every
day
in my office,
and
every
yet,
day sometimes.
Brother Kenneth, it's epidemic.
It is in the church.
It's epidemic in the church. And a lot of it has come from just the wrong, poor food choices that they constantly made, and now their body's on fire. And they're having to do these injections or pills that they're having to take. But I just want the church to know, if you're battling type 2 diabetes, that's the easiest disease to reverse,
and
if you're willing to do it.
Can I tell them how to do it real quick in just a few words? The ketozone diet clears most type 2 diabetes up, combined with exercise, like I talked about, combined with a key hormone, testosterone.
Most people don't know that starches is just sugar.
It is.
I learned that from you.
Right.
That starch is just sugar. Corn is just sugar.
Pasta.
Rice
pasta
is sugar.
Is just sugar.
Wheat is sugar. Potatoes are sugar. That's a ball of sugar. Beans, peas, lentils, sugar. Bananas, sugar. A lot of people say, oh, I don't eat desserts. I eat fruit. Well, you eat a lot of bananas, you might as well have eaten a dessert, see? Yeah. And so that's why we use berries, blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries. You can have that, a quarter cup, and I don't eat it by the pound, a quarter cup, and then you'll be fine. And plus, it's chock full of these powerful antioxidants, powerful phytonutrients. Okay. So again, type 2 diabetes is the easiest
thing
to reverse.
Boy, he knows me, doesn't he?
He's moderation.
You give someone an inch, some people take a mile.
Let's have some blueberries.
I'll take one.
Amen. Although that whole tray is organic too.
Baby. Amen. Praise God. I'm about to have some. Okay.
You know what a good prayer that Jesus taught us as a church to pray, and one of the things he says, "Lead me not into
Amen.
Temptation, but deliver me from evil." Probably the greatest temptation in the church right now is the wrong choices of food. So when you cry and pray that prayer, Jesus said he will honor that prayer. So you're getting ready to go to the grocery store, you're getting ready to go to a friend's house, you're getting ready to go somewhere where you know that you're going to be bombarded. You just pray and ask the Lord, lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. I'm telling you, you will break the power
Amen.
Of the grip of the spirit that
Amen.
Will try to grip
That's
and
good.
Pull you.
But thine is the power.
That's Amen. Right.
Thine
That's right.
is the power.
Thine is the power.
Praise God.
Amen. Amen. That prayer works.
It does. It does.
And Jesus made it very plain in the 16th chapter of John. He said, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you.
That's right.
He will.
That's right.
It was so difficult for me, particularly back the when I went to Oral Roberts University. We left to go to Tulsa in December of 66, and I weighed 235, and it was so plain. The Lord said, get that fat off your body. He said, you're going to be going to school with a bunch of kids, and I intend for you to get the fat off your body. Well, I didn't know anything about getting fat off my body. I had learned as an athlete and so forth about high-protein diets. So, I mean, the day I left to go to ORU, I ate 9 boiled eggs that day. And I just stayed on just high protein, but now had I known, see, my heart was right. I had a real desire. To obey God, because
yes.
I'm telling you, well, I was a scriptural illiterate, hungry for the Word. And there was just something in me about faith. I just wanted to know about it so badly. I just wanted to know
Amen.
About it.
Praise God.
But now think about it. What if on that day in December of 1966, what if I'd have had a Don Colbert? I could have said, Doc, I got a mandate from God here. Whoa, I got to get this fat off my body. And I'm going to do it one way or the other. Help me! He would have done it without wrecking my health.
Amen.
Because I got some protein, stupid. And then if you come off of that a little bit, here comes the fat again. I didn't know. Lack of knowledge.
Yo-yo. Yo-yo effect.
I did it anyway. But, oh.
Side effects.
Oh, my.
Right.
And I'm talking to all you preachers. I'm talking to the whole body of Christ. We don't have any excuse, brother.
Right.
We don't have any excuse. We've got this book, and we've got the Spirit of God.
That's right.
And we got the culverts.
Praise God.
And it's time for the body of Christ, particularly the faith community, to get lean.
Amen.
And strong. Amen. Hallelujah.
Brother Kenneth, what most people don't realize, if you measure your waist, church, and as a man, if you measure your waist around your navel and it's 40 inches or more, you most likely, you have insulin resistance and most likely have prediabetes. Women, if your waist is 35 inches or greater, you are insulin resistant and most likely prediabetic. Now, I see this every day in my practice,
every day.
And now we know 40% of Americans are obese. It used to be 33, now it's up to 40. And now we know about 3/4 of us are either pre-diabetic or type 2 diabetic. So again, when you sign up for type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes, you have signed up for 35 major diseases, including heart disease, you usually die of heart disease, and dementia, and all kind of circulatory problems, but 35 major diseases. And I tell people, it is so easy to reverse. I do this every week and many times every day in my office by just cutting out the sugars, carbs, and starches, or cutting them down to 15% keto zone, and then the hormone zone. The key hormone is always testosterone. You say, why testosterone? Testosterone helps reverse insulin resistance. And it makes sense. Listen to this. The more muscle you grow, and that's why exercise is so important with the testosterone. Don't you take testosterone without exercising. But as you grow larger muscles, what happens is your blood sugar lowers. You start to resensitize your insulin receptors, and the sugar comes down beautifully. And then combine that, usually they have suboptimal thyroid. I put them on that natural desiccated thyroid. Even if it's a little low or sluggish, I put them on that because guess what happens? When I boost their thyroid, it increases their energy. It increases their vitality. So many people come in with cold hands, cold feet. I check their temperature. It's 97.8 or less. And I say, oh, I see you have suboptimal thyroid. Well, how do you know, doctor? I felt your hands and checked your temperature. And I bet your toes are freezing. Yeah, they sure are. And I see you're losing the third of your eyebrow. Yes. Well, when you put patients on natural testosterone and natural thyroid, energy comes up here. So many people, one of the number one complaints I hear in my practice, Dr. Colbert, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, I don't know what to do. I've been to my doctor, he wants to give me some speed, you know, some things like that, some medicines or some Zoloft or antidepressants and things like that. Testosterone is the best antidepressant I've ever seen. Why? It raises dopamine, it raises serotonin, it raises norepinephrine. And it also protects your brain. When people come in with brain fog, forgetfulness, bone tired, and they're just irritable, grumpy, they have the grumpies, then almost always their testosterone is suboptimal or low. And also usually their thyroid's the same. And so when I use these two key natural hormones, it's like I've given them the most powerful natural antidepressant. Because let me tell you something. When you go to a doctor and they put you on an SSRI, serotonin reuptake inhibitor, selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor, Zoloft, Paxil, Celexa, Lexapro, that lowers testosterone. When you go to the doctor and you get a statin drug for cholesterol, lowers your testosterone. When you get an antihypertensive for high blood pressure, Aldactone, that definitely lowers your testosterone. But also what it does is, it will, other meds that'll do it are beta blockers, diuretics, as well as women, when you're on birth control pills and oral estrogen, it lowers testosterone. Doctors are using many medicines, especially statins, that lower testosterone. And that's one reason why we see testosterone levels plummeting.
Now, I know there's a lot of information that Don is giving you, and it's like you can almost get information overload. But I want to tell you something. I want to encourage you. Pray in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, amen.
You pray in the Holy Ghost. He'll bring to remembrance. You go in the grocery store, you pray in the Holy Ghost. He'll bring to remembrance those things that you're learning right now, and God's trying to speak to you.
Praise God.
And that'll help you.
Now, question and answer time.
Yes, praise God.
Not just question time.
We'll
question
answer.
And answer time.
Amen. There's some good questions. I'm impressed. You've been reading this book, I see. Well, first one, I've had hormone receptive breast cancer, which is in remission, praise God. Can I still do the hormones? Good question. Now, if a person has hormone receptor breast cancer, that means generally they're estrogen receptor positive and progesterone receptor positive, and those do best of all breast cancers. Now, you're in remission, but most of the oncologists will put patients on an estrogen blocker. They'll use tamoxifen or Remedex, generally speaking. Now, a lot of patients own those hormones. It's a hormone blocker. It blocks estrogen. So we don't want you women that have had estrogen receptor breast cancer own estrogen, especially if you're on a hormone blocker. Now, a lot of women on these hormone blockers develop bone pain, joint pains, horrible side effects, and they quit them. And so there's a Dr. Rebecca Glazer, who's a breast surgeon. She's done some remarkable research. And what she has been using for about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years is she uses testosterone pellets in these women. And she's done studies, preventive studies on women, about 1,300 women or so. And she's been following for about 10 years. And she's found that women on testosterone pellets, and especially if combined with Arimidex, which prevents the testosterone from aromatizing or converting to estrogen, these women have half the risk of developing breast cancer, which is amazing. In other words, testosterone women is protective against breast cancer. So again, that's something that all women who've had breast cancer or who want to prevent breast cancer should consider taking some testosterone. I don't mean a lot, enough to raise your level up to a good therapeutic level. You say, what's that level? Usually around maybe 75 to 150. And you say, well, wait, the normal is only like, 2, which you'll feel horrible at, to maybe 55 or 60. But we find that when you, again, the levels used to be higher years ago. And we find that when your level of testosterone is lower, women, you don't build bone. You start to lose bone, especially after 50. What we found is if your testosterone is optimized, again, around 75 to maybe 150, you will build about 8.3% bone growth per year. Well, guess what? Women that are on testosterone rarely need these meds that are used for osteoporosis and osteopenia. We call them the bisphosphonates. Mm. Bisphosphonates have lots of side effects like acid reflux. Some women get osteonecrosis of the jawbone and their teeth fall out. Some women get more dense bones, but then after 4 or 5 years, they have spontaneous fractures of the femur. Now, the femur is the strongest bone in the body. Some women can step off a curb and break it because it's brittle bones. But these are medicines. Again, big pharma is the main way that most doctors get their education. So most doctors are trained to prescribe medicines because, again, it's a monetary system where they get you in their church and you're in there a few minutes and then you leave with a prescription. And then they have a customer every month the rest of their lives. And as you know, these meds, the cost of these meds is going up, up, up. So again, to get back to the key point is testosterone is protective for women. Can you take estrogen, you say? If you've had a breast cancer and if it's hormone sensitive, estrogen receptor positive, progesterone receptor positive, you don't want to take estrogen or progesterone, to answer your question. I talk about that in my book, The Hormone Health Zone. Okay, now.
But the natural things that you do for your patients, though, Don, is you put them on DIM?
Yes, I do use DIM. DIM, what it does, it's a natural estrogen blocker. For those women who are on tamoxifen and women that are on Arimidex and they're getting that bone pain, that fatigue, those joint aches, and you feel horrible. The women come into my office and say, Dr. Cooper, I feel horrible. I'm on this stuff and it makes me feel terrible. Well, I said, well, let's put you on a natural estrogen blocker. Let's put you on some testosterone.
Right.
And with a little teeny dose of Arimidex, so it lowers that estrogen too. And then they feel great. And so, again, there's things we can do, church. And you say, well, I can never take estrogen. There is a form of estrogen called estriol that is we put in a cream form. Because women, listen to this. This is a fact. After menopause, 5 years after menopause, women lose about 30% of the collagen in their skin. Estrogen restores that collagen. It keeps that collagen from going away. And you say, well, wait, I've had breast cancer. I can't take estrogen. For those women, we can use low doses of estriol cream that's 1/100th as strong as estradiol, which is the main estrogen the women's ovaries produce. And so in that way, we do not stimulate breast cancer. So we have ways around it that'll help you maintain your youth and your collagen and make you like a Sarah. Okay.
All that's in my book.
All that's correct.
In the book.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Okay. Now here's a good one. We talked about intermittent fasting. I've also heard that we need to eat every 2 to 3 hours to keep our metabolism burning fast. Now, yes, we talked about that years ago, but now we're going keto. When you go keto, you only need 2 meals a day usually, because you're eating 70% of your calories are fat. Fat will stay in your system 8 to 10 hours, so you're going to be usually, if you eat enough fats, which you should be, you're going to be satisfied and many times full, and you're only going to usually need 2 to 2 and a half meals a day.
And wasn't that other routine back when people were just absolutely afraid of fat?
Yes. This is what we did years ago. Old information. Remember, about every 78 days, medical information is doubling. That's why I cannot depend on myself. I got to depend on the Holy Ghost to go
That's
where He leads me.
Every 2.5 months. Mm-hmm.
Because, or else I'll be left behind. He has me studying genetics. He has me studying the gut. He has me studying stem cells. And I'm being led by the Spirit on where to go. But if you don't, there's no way. You can't keep up. You'll have to be. That's why most doctors are trained by their drug pharmaceutical rep. Okay? So, again, what we want to do is we want to use intermittent fasting with our Keto Zone program. That's the best way to do it. Now, again, I tell people start with maybe 10 hours a night, you know, of fasting. Now, if you can work up to 16, start with 1 day a week, maybe work up to 5 to 7 days a week. The more you do it, the healthier you're going to become. If you have heart disease, you're going to need to do it 6 or 7 days a week to reverse that plaque in your arteries. It works.
And if you're exercising, you're not going to have any problem with your metabolic rate at all.
Especially when you're on those two key hormones.
It doesn't take much exercise.
It doesn't take much.
It doesn't. Because what I do, it's like your metabolism is like putting fire in a furnace. When I optimize my patients' thyroid and testosterone, all of a sudden, boom, they start perspiring, they start sweating. I warned the women. I said, now listen, you're going to be sweating. Oh, I hate sweat. I said, if you hate to sweat, I don't know if I should boost your metabolic rate, but I want to burn fat. Well, I said, if you want to burn fat, you're going to have to sweat a little bit. Because when I start to raise their metabolic rate, these women, some start perspiring. They don't like it. They say, I'm not used to sweat. I never sweated. I have some say to me. I say, just get your antiperspirant out. Use a little. You say, but that's bad for you. Listen, a little bit's not going to hurt you. We don't want you sweating and stinking. Okay? Yeah,
for the benefit of the rest of us. Go ahead.
Amen. But what that does, it boosts that metabolic rate. And then when you put the right fuel mixture in there, goodness.
You brought up something there. for years, we have used crystal salts for deodorant.
Yeah.
And that's just, I mean, boy, that's the greatest thing that's come around because there's no chemical in it.
Amen. That's the best. Amen.
And it really does work.
You get it from the health food store.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Man, does it work.
Amen. Praise God.
There's no fragrances in it. I mean, there's not anything.
Oh, let me just, a little caveat to that. Realize when you see fragrance in a product, be it shampoo, be it any kind of soap or any hair stuff, those are phthalates. Those phthalates are being absorbed, and those are estrogen substances that increase estrogen. So we got to minimize these phthalates. So it's best to use natural. And I talk about this in the Hormone Zone book. But those phthalates, there's 10 different kinds of phthalates, and it's a fragrance. Fragrances are almost always phthalates, okay?
So men,
You become more estrogenized, and when your estrogen goes up, testosterone goes down, just like cortisol. Remember that cortisol? When you're real stressed and you're like Martha, wringing your hands and with your hands on your hips, making demands from Jesus, well, your cortisol goes up, or your stress goes up, cortisol goes up, testosterone goes down, and usually estrogen goes up.
Yeah.
So men become estrogenized, and they become low testosterone men. And with that, their strength goes, their competitiveness goes, their courage goes, and they become couch potatoes, and they're bone-tired, and they're irritable and grumpy. They're grumpy old men, we call them. Okay.
Okay. I'm seeing some wives looking at their husbands shaking their head. Make sure the camera doesn't catch that.
We used to call low testosterone men, or andropause men, the grumpy old man syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, oh, this is a good one. How is the keto diet or keto zone diet different from an Atkins diet? And I knew Dr. Robert Atkins back years ago. Mm-hmm. He was a brilliant cardiologist. And I'd see him at the meetings back in the 90s, all the nutritional meetings. And he was a brilliant cardiologist. He was prescribing fish oils before anyone else. The guy was brilliant. So I'd go talk to him and pick his brain. I had pictures made with him almost every year. And the guy was brilliant, but his diet was a form of keto diet, but lots of meat, any kind of meat. Yeah. Slabs of bacon, slabs of cheese, slabs of butter, sausage, all you can eat, all the ham you can eat. These are inflammatory meats, and they're class 1 carcinogens. That if you eat that every day, guys, you're signing up for colon cancer and prostate cancer and other cancers. So again, these are carcinogens, a little bit, moderation. I like the turkey or chicken sausage.
Oh, yeah.
Nitrate free. So again, we want to do a healthy plant, more of a plant-based keto diet.
And I have to tell you, if you haven't tried the new chicken sausage and the turkey.
Oh, it's your
bacon.
Cafeteria. We had it this
morning.
Oh, delicious.
Yeah. You haven't tried
it's
it. Incredible. Try
yes.
It now.
Yeah, I loved it.
The improvement is amazing.
So in other words,
it's amazing.
Yes, it is. But how is it different? First of all, this is a high healthy fat. Not any fat goes. These people eating slabs of butter, slabs of cheese, lots of coconut oil, they're going to raise their cholesterol. Your doctor is going to put you on a statin drug, and it's going to drop your testosterone more. So again, that's why the Lord showed me. That's why I wrote an appendix in the Keto Zone book on how to lower cholesterol. More plant oils, less animal
yes.
oils. That's
yeah.
it. Okay. The other way it's different is it's a moderate to low protein. Excessive animal protein, especially meats, invites cancer into your body. Excessive dairy invites cancer into your body. So again, we don't want a lot of protein. We want more pastured chickens, pastured turkey, wild salmon, things like that. Pastured eggs, wonderful for you. They say, oh, eggs raise your cholesterol. No, they don't. No, they don't.
The Atkins diet makes you more acidic.
It does.
And the
very
more acidic you are, the more likely you are to develop cancer
it
cells.
It makes your tissues acidic. And she's right.
And
when
keto's
you're acidic, just like coffee does that, without alkaline water, it makes your body acidic. It invites arthritis into your body. Okay? So the big differences are it's healthy proteins, low to moderate protein, it's healthy fats, and healthy carbs. That's all. Okay? Okay, now, I'm taking compounded hormones. Are they the same as bioidentical hormones? Very good question. Generally speaking, most cases they are. And you want to make sure that you're taking bioidentical hormones. You have to ask the pharmacist or ask your doctor. Now, if it's a synthetic progesterone, women, do not take your progesterone unless it says micronized progesterone, which is bioidentical, or else it increases your risk of breast cancer. The Women's Health Initiative of 2002 found out the main thing causing the increase in breast cancer, as well as heart disease and strokes and blood clots, was the progestin or synthetic progesterone. So that's the bad boy. And unfortunately, most of the old-time doctors, most of the doctors that are not doing the bioidenticals are still using that synthetic progesterone. So you got to be careful. You want micronized progesterone, okay?
The real thing is just always better, isn't it?
Well, yes, that's the same thing that your ovaries used to produce, men, the same thing.
The synthetic stuff.
Testes produce, yes.
It's just
synthetic. Let me explain. Doctors, I shouldn't say doctors, pharmaceutical companies love synthetics because they can charge an arm and a leg for a synthetic. These old natural bioidentical hormones are dirt cheap. Now, what's happening is so many people's on them, the pharmaceutical company has got has literally has the majority of the supply. So now they're doubling, tripling, quadrupling the prices of these cheap, dirt cheap hormones. So testosterone that used to be $20 is now $220. Is that ridiculous, guys? That's why it's just the pharmaceutical industry, big pharma is in for one key thing, and that's money, not for health, okay? Now, I work 9 hours sitting down. How many times should I stretch using the methods that you've shown us? Okay, well, I tell people, if you're down like this all the time, just working with your head all bent over, every hour I would get up and I would stretch, and I would just do that for, and I'd do it for about 10 seconds. Don't be doing it for a minute and taking time off, okay? But do it for maybe 10 seconds and just get, you'll get an energy boost. You'll have more energy, more vitality to get more work done. Okay.
Mary was talking about the iPhone watch.
Yeah, it just told me to stand up.
The little Fitbit. The little Fitbit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which doesn't cost near what, and you already got an iPhone and all that.
Mm-hmm.
You just get that little Fitbit, and I wear my watch here, and I wear the Fitbit on this arm, and you can program the Fitbit to your phone, mm-hmm. and the Fitbit will give you the notification.
What's going on with you?
It'll tell you to do the same thing.
Yeah.
And one of the neat things about that Fitbit is wearing it during your exercise. Of course, it'll count all your steps on the treadmill or the FX or whatever you're doing. But in your exercise and so forth, you can check your heart rate. And that thing doesn't cost hardly anything.
No, because you don't want to get your heart rate too high, because mm-hmm. then you get out of anaerobic. You want to keep it in that sweet spot range.
Aerobic. That way you're burning fat, anaerobic. And you're increasing those feel-good chemicals, too. And you're burning plaque. We're getting rid of plaque. You're raising HDLs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, harder and faster is not necessarily better.
Amen. Okay, I'm 51 and have been dealing with arthritis. That's young for arthritis. I've been told that keto is not good for you. Well, again, if you're doing a keto diet with tons of meat, it's real acidic. Your body's going to get acidic. And if you're drinking lots of coffee, not with alkaline water, you're going to get acidic. You're going to hurt more. So, again, for arthritis, it's real simple. Do a plant-based keto diet. Lots of alkaline water, and then lose the weight. As you lose the weight, generally speaking, the joints start to heal. A few key nutritional supplements are also good. Fish oil is really good for joints. Collagen, we use a special chicken collagen that helps to restore the collagen, but put out the inflammation. If you have arthritis, you're inflamed. The key foods that trigger inflammation, I get this, church, nightshades, potatoes, tomatoes, peppers, eggplant, paprika. If you ever see people with those little nodules on their finger, they get those little osteophytes and arthritis. We call them Heberden's nodes on the fingers. That's arthritis, osteoarthritis. Almost always those people are sensitive to the nightshades, tomatoes, potatoes, eggplant, peppers, paprika, and dairy, milk, cheese, as well as sometimes corn chips. I see they're corn eaters, especially 90% of corn is genetically modified, highly inflammatory. These are inflammatory foods. You could cut those inflammatory foods out, take some curcumin or turmeric, alkalinize your body, get some alkaline water from the health food store. Now they have it at Walmart. I saw Walmart Essentia water there.
Mm-hmm. You know
yesterday.
How the scripture says, eat the meat but spit out the bones?
Well, Kenneth Hagin said that.
Yeah, Kenneth Hagin said that. What Don has done is the keto has been around about 20, 25 years. And so what he did is he went in and studied all the different studies of this. That's why the book is called Dr. Colbert's Keto Zone. Because what he has done is he's kind of modified it to the healthy program. So that's why mm-hmm. not mm-hmm. all ketos are the same.
Right.
You really have to get a hold of his program that's well-balanced. He has taken the meat and spit out the bones. You follow me? That's why it's a little different, and it is a little different.
Let me ask you something. What's your opinion of a half teaspoon, maybe a teaspoon, of baking soda and water?
Oh, that's great. As long as your blood pressure is fine, baking soda is high in salt. So because it's high in salt, as long as your blood pressure is fine, that helps to alkalinize. In fact, years ago with my cancer patients, I used to have almost an oncology practice. People with late-stage cancer used to come to me in droves, and most of them, they couldn't afford a lot of supplements, so I'd put them on a teaspoon of baking soda in water. It brought their urine pH up beautifully to 7.0 to 7.5, and my goodness, we saw so many of those cancer patients with stage 4 cancer, once I put them on the keto zone diet with that, live for many, many years without the acceleration of the
cancer.
That's
another thing that I don't use it regular Arm and Hammer, I use Red Mill.
Yeah, Red Mill. Bob's Red Mill is better. And that's a better one. Just as long as it doesn't raise your pressure, it's usually
every
no
morning.
Problem. Good. That's usually
and,
good.
And, man, it's...
Sure.
It's terrific.
Well, that's in place of alkaline water. You can do that. Or see, what I do is I use my greens. I have these fermented greens that have a pH of around 9.6. Yeah. So Mary and I take that in the morning with our reds, and it brings my pH up. But
that's
baking soda is cheaper. Baking soda is real dirt cheap.
Our green supreme and the red supreme shake.
Right.
That's my breakfast. That's my, you know.
It's super alkalinizing, right. And there's one more here. I know you spoke about exercise and high-intensity workout. What is the ideal workout for a young adult just starting their health journey? Well, not high-intensity. It needs to be just, I tell people, just walking or cycling or elliptical machine. And just, you need to walk fast enough so that you can't sing, yet slow enough so that you can talk. And, you know, so, again, pray in the Spirit. If you're singing, though, you got to speed it up, church, okay? That's all. And just make it regular. Make it part like a doctor's appointment. Stick with it and make sure you get that. If you're young, you need to be doing 30 minutes 5 days a week.
Yes, sir. Amen.
I'd like to share. If we got a minute. We got a minute?
No.
We're out of
time. Come on, church. Hallelujah.
You know, God needs you. He needs you strong. He needs you strong in your spirit, your soul, and your body, because when you are prepared and fit for the Master's use, you are in position to then minister to people wherever you're called to be. And Brother Copeland received a word from the Lord for 2019. And I want you to watch this excerpt because it has everything to do with the topic this week about you and your youth being renewed.
You'll see things happen that you've only dreamed about happening because the time has come. And just the way the great healing revival hit this earth in 1948, 49, 50, and it was so easy because the miracles were happening in the streets and they were happening in tents and they were happening all over this United States. Well, those days are here again. It's time for it. It's time. If you'll get out there where the people are, you'll be shocked at how easy the miracles will come and how easy they will flow. And people that have no idea about me or anything about my word will come running to those of you that will spend time in intercessory prayer.
Jesus is the healer. And if you've never made Him the Lord of your life, you need to do it right now today, because you can make all the changes you want to in your diet and your exercise, and those things are good. But until Jesus is the Lord of your life, you'll never experience true life, real life, strong life. So I know many people watching this right now, you're born again, you're shouting amen, but there may be somebody who's never prayed this simple prayer to make Jesus your Savior and your Lord. And if that's you, all you need to do is repeat this after me. Just say, Father in heaven, I come to you in Jesus' name. I repent of all my sin. I ask you to forgive me, make me a new creation in Christ Jesus. I believe in my heart. I confess with my mouth, Jesus died for me, rose again for me, and I call Him my Lord. Jesus, fill me with your Holy Spirit. Take my life and do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you prayed that prayer, I know it's simple, but you are born again and heaven is your eternal home. Heaven is the plan of God for your life. And you can be saved from hell in eternity and you can be saved from hell on earth. And we want you to understand more about what it means to be born again, what it means to have Jesus as your Savior. KCM has a free salvation package they want to send you. It's a book called He Did It All For You. Two brochures in here about how to study and how to read your Bible. So if you'd like to receive this free salvation package, go to kcm.org. Let us know you want it. We'll get it to you totally free.
What if you could regain your youth? Dr. Don Colbert's book, Hormone Health Zone, can help you find spiritual and practical solutions to restore your energy and inspire your overall health. Learn what effects hormones have on the body and what levels bring optimized long-term strength and vitality. God created your body to function and recognize natural ways to achieve well-being. Don't settle for feeling exhausted, weak, or unhealthy. Find out real facts about your hormones and how they directly affect your health, weight, and emotions. Discover how to bring your body to be healthy and strong naturally. Receive the benefits of your body operating the way it was meant to. You can have increased energy, strength, mental clarity, and feel younger, happier, and healthier. Get answers for what your body needs and join your faith with action in taking care of your hormones.
Achieve the healthy life you've always dreamed of. Order the Hormone Health Zone book by Dr. Don Colbert at a special price of $17.99. Go to our website, kcm.org/TV special, or call 800-600-7395. Shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information. Enjoy the benefits of hormone health, regain your youth, revive your life, feel younger, healthier, and happier. Order today.
Today is offering day on the Believer's Voice of Victory, and I want to read this to you again from the book of Galatians chapter 6. Verse 6 says, "Let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches." And if you've been taught the word this week, and I know many of you have, it's now our opportunity to go back to the Lord and say, "Okay, Father, how would you have me share? How would you have me respond to the word that I have heard?" Now, especially if this word has done something for you, especially if it's gotten down into your heart and revelation went off on the inside of you, then respond to it. And the best way to respond is to say, "Father, would you have me partner with this? Would you have me help get this word into the lives of people all over the world?" And if the Lord has an assignment for you in this ministry, then jump on board with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Because when you sow, when you are a financial partner with this ministry, you stand right there with them, whether on this broadcast or on a platform in a convention center or a church or a prison or anywhere around the world. You're right there preaching the gospel, preaching the word of faith right there with them. And every salvation, every healing, every restoration, you're a part of that. And on behalf of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, partners, thank you. Thank you for sowing into this. Thank you for being faithful. God has proven Himself faithful over and over, and He's done it through you. You are sending the Word of God all over the world, and you've been a part of this daily Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast being on the air for 30 years. That's what partnership does. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts this week or over the last several weeks, I invite you to go back and watch them again free, kcm.org, or you can watch them on KCM's Roku channel. And every time you're watching that and you're a partner with this ministry, realize I am helping preach this. I am sending this word all over the world, and God is doing it through me. Listen, the Branson Victory Campaign is still going on right now at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Tomorrow is the healing service, so come get in that service. Receive your healing from Jesus. For more information about this meeting, go to kcm.org. Come get in this environment with us and let the Word of God do in your life what only the Word can do. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries has an exciting way for you to give and become a part of what God is doing. Text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.